Now to your letters.
Yesterday, I spoke to our technology expert, Omar Gayaga, during our All Tech Considered segment about how some Christians are giving up Facebook and text messaging for Lent. Well, that story provoked a conversation between Pamela Harnden and her daughter, Danielle Larson, of Huntsville, Alabama.
Ms. Harnden wrote to tell us that her 18-year-old daughter has made the Facebook-free pledge. She writes, "It has been wonderful to have her home talking, reading, and participating more in our family life. What a joy. I recommend that all teens engage in this sort of technology cleansing at least once a year."
But a few hours later, we received this addendum from her daughter, Danielle, who's been finding the adjustment a bit tough. She writes, "I've been searching for a college roommate through Facebook, and now I have a better idea of where I'm going. I'm anxious to get back on to try to find someone I might be able to live with next year. I knew I relied on Facebook to talk to friends, but I didn't realize how much it could help me in preparing for moving away later this year by connecting with people who will be going to school with me. I've enjoyed the challenge of giving up Facebook and texting, yet I will be happy to use Facebook and texting again come Easter."
Finally, yesterday, I spoke with Flo Wish, who is finally becoming a bat mitzvah at the age of 91. She's joining a growing number of older Jews who didn't get the coming-of-age party the first time around or who'd like a do-over.
Well, our conversation with Flo Wish struck a very personal chord with Rachel Rheingold Mandel of New Haven, Connecticut. She writes, "My grandfather's actual bar mitzvah at the age of 13 was marked by a minimal celebration as his family dealt with difficult circumstances in Poland. As a result, my grandfather got great pleasure from re-celebrating his bar mitzvah every year as an adult living in Chicago. Indeed, on the 80th anniversary of his bar mitzvah, only months before he died, he read his bar mitzvah portion and gave a party for himself, at which he was surrounded by family and friends. As his granddaughter, it gave me such pleasure to be able to participate in his bar mitzvah. I wish the same for the families of the women described in the story."
And we, as always, wish to hear from you. Write to us at npr.org, click Contact Us at the top of the page, and remember to tell us where you're from and how you pronounce your name.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.